Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at Meepo, a tech company based in Stockholm. I know you might be thinking, another tech company deep dive, but trust me on this one, Meepo is different. And, you know, when I was looking at the background material for this one, I saw some things that really caught my eye. This is a company that's really focused on things like employee happiness, and they're doing some interesting things around like charity and giving back. So that's what we're going to try to unpack in this deep dive today.
Yeah, I mean, what really stood out to me was just how much they actually seem to care about their employees. And it's not just about, like, you know, the ping pong tables and free snacks. It really seems like they've kind of figured out how to create an environment where people can really, you know, thrive and feel valued.
Yeah, we're going to get into all that. But first, let's start at the beginning with their origin story. Because every good deep dive needs a good origin story, right?
For sure. So Meepo was founded back in 2011 by these two guys, Sebastian and Henrik. And, you know, their idea was basically to create the kind of company that they always wished they could work for. And kind of amazingly, they've actually been able to do that.
Yeah, it's like a real kind of, you know, two guys in a garage type story. And now they've grown into this team of over 31 people.
Yeah.
Creating all these different products. And their clients, they range from like these huge global companies to like, you know, brand new startups.
Yeah. You know what's interesting to me, though, is that they have these three core values that kind of like underpin everything that they do. They call them Glada Anstelda, Neugierde Kunder, and Unbetter Welt, which basically translates to happy employees, satisfied customers, and a better world.
It's not your typical, you know, corporate mission statement jargon, is it?
No, not at all. It's really refreshing, actually.
Yeah. It's like they're actually saying,
yeah,
hey, we want to do good work, but we also want to be good people. And from what I've seen, they're not just talking about it. They're actually living it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's dive into that a little bit. So let's start with Glada Anstelda. Happy employees. They really go above and beyond to create a workplace where people actually, you know, want to show up every day.
Yeah. It's definitely not just about the perks. Although they do have some pretty amazing perks, I have to say. Like they give everyone a dedicated mentor when they start. And they let you choose your own phone. Noise-canceling headphones. A 50,000 krona training budget.
Wait, 50,000 krona? That's incredible. I mean, that's a serious commitment to employee growth.
Right.
It shows that they're not just interested in attracting talent. They actually want to invest in their people for the long haul.
And, you know, another thing that really stood out to me was their focus on work-life balance. They offer flexible hours, the option to work remotely up to 3 days a week.
Wow. So they really trust their employees to manage their own time and get things done.
It seems like it. Yeah.
That's pretty rare, you know, especially in the tech industry, which can be notoriously demanding. Makes you wonder if that's part of their secret sauce. You know, happy employees who feel valued and respected. Maybe that's the key to their success.
I think you might be onto something there. Okay. So we've talked about the happy employees, but what about the clients? Do they actually deliver?
Well, that brings us to Neugierde Kunder, satisfied customers. And from what I've seen, Meepo is obsessed with quality.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really big on continuous learning. They even have this cool program called Chapters, where employees can kind of deep dive into specific areas and become real experts.
So they're not just, you know, throwing people into the deep end. They're actually giving them the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Exactly. And in the tech world, things are changing so fast, it's crucial to stay ahead of the curve. And by investing in their employees' development, Meepo can make sure that they're always delivering cutting-edge solutions to their clients.
Makes sense. So they've got the happy employees, they've got the satisfied clients, but what about that whole making the world a better place thing? Is that just for show?
That's a great question. And it brings us to Unbetterworld. A better world, and this is where I think Meepo really shines. They're not just paying lip service to social responsibility, they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Really? Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So for starters, they donate 10% of their profits to charity every year.
10%? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, especially for a company of their size.
So what kind of charities are they supporting?
Well, they partnered with an organization called The Life You Can Save to create a charity app. And they encourage their employees to donate blood. And they're actively working to reduce their environmental impact. In fact, they're aiming to become climate positive.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
They're not just writing checks. They're actually trying to make a real difference. But how does all of this impact their actual work? Does all this focus on happiness and social impact actually lead to business success?
That's the million krona question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to explore in part two of our deep dive into Meepo. So we were talking about whether all this focus on like happiness and social impact actually translates into business success. You know, it's a good question.
Yeah, does it actually work?
Right.
I mean, it sounds great in theory, but
Yeah.
does it actually, pay off in the real world?
Well, let's look at what we know. Meepo's been around since 2011. They started with just two guys, and now they have a team of over 30 people, so they've definitely been growing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's over a decade of growth. That's pretty impressive for any company,
Yeah.
especially in the tech world,
Right.
where things change so quickly.
Exactly. And their client list is pretty diverse too. They work with everyone from these massive global companies to tiny little startups.
That's a good point. That kind of versatility suggests that they're doing something right.
Definitely. And you know, another thing that stands out to me is their commitment to continuous learning and development, like that Chappers program we were talking about, and that crazy training budget. I mean, that's a clear sign that they're investing in their people and making sure that they have the skills they need to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. In the tech world, you got to be constantly learning and adapting, or you're going to get left behind. So it
Exactly.
sounds like they're taking that really seriously.
Yeah, and you know, even though we don't have access to their, you know, specific financial figures, their whole focus on nudge-to-kunder satisfied customers suggests that they're really prioritizing client relationships and making sure that their clients are happy.
So it's not just about getting the job done. It's about building those long-term relationships and making sure that everyone's winning.
Exactly. It's about creating those win-win situations.
Okay, so I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. It's like they've created this ecosystem where happy employees lead to satisfied customers, which leads to business growth and allows them to give back even more to the world.
Yeah, it's like a virtuous cycle, you know?
Totally. And it kind of makes you wonder, can other companies learn from this? I mean, obviously not every company can just copy Meepo's model exactly.
Yeah.
But are there some like key takeaways that other businesses can apply, even if they're not in the tech industry?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest takeaways is that investing in employee happiness, it's not just some kind of like fluffy, nice to have thing. It's actually a smart business strategy. When employees are happy and fulfilled, they're more likely to be productive and engaged, and that translates into better results for the company.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, happy employees, happy customers.
Exactly.
But it's amazing how many companies still seem to miss that.
Yeah, it's really not that complicated. It's about creating a positive work environment where people feel valued and respected. And, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It's about things like open communication, recognizing and rewarding hard work, giving people opportunities to grow and develop.
Now, let's not forget the importance of purpose. I mean, Meepo's commitment to making the world a better place, that clearly seems to be a big part of what motivates their employees.
Totally. It's about giving people a sense of meaning in their work, you know, something beyond just showing up and collecting a paycheck.
And it also helps them attract clients who share those values. So it's like this win-win situation where they're doing good for the world and they're attracting like-minded people who want to be a part of that.
Exactly. It's all connected.
So it sounds like what we're learning from Meepo is that it's possible to build a successful business while still prioritizing people and the planet and purpose.
Absolutely. It's about creating a win-win-win for everyone involved.
And that's a pretty inspiring message, if you ask me.
It really is.
All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Meepo and Taurian. You know, I've been thinking about it, and what really strikes me is how they've managed to. It's like they found this balance between being this really, high-performing tech company, but also this like really human-centered workplace. It's almost like too good to be true, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like they've cracked the code or something. I
Right.
think it really comes down to trust, transparency, and this genuine desire to like actually make a difference.
You.
They trust their employees to manage their own time, to work remotely, to really, you know, take ownership of their projects, and they're really transparent about their values, their goals, their commitment to social responsibility, and they encourage everyone to kind of like participate in making the world a better place.
It's not just talk. I mean, they're
Yeah.
walking the walk, right?
Right.
With the 10% profit donation,
Yeah.
the training budget,
Yeah.
the environmental
Yeah,
stuff,
they're not just like checking boxes. They're really trying to live their values.
which is so refreshing to see.
Totally. I mean, so many companies just kind of pay lip service to this stuff, but Meepo is actually doing it.
And I think that's a big part of why they're so successful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're attracting great talent, building strong relationships with their clients, and making a real difference in the world.
And let's not forget about the practical stuff too, like their emphasis on open communication and those regular check-ins they do with employees.
Oh yeah, those check-ins are interesting.
They go beyond just like, you know, performance reviews. It's more about like, how are you doing? Are you happy? What do you need to grow and develop?
It's like they're saying, we care about you as a person, not just as an employee.
Right.
Which is pretty rare.
So different from that kind of like old school top-down management style that you still see in a lot of companies.
Totally. Meepo seems to get it. They understand that when employees are happy and fulfilled, they're going to do better work.
And the results speak for themselves, right? I mean, they've managed to build this amazing team.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, could this be the future of work? You know, companies prioritizing purpose and people and the planet alongside profit.
It's a pretty compelling vision.
It is.
And Meepo is showing that it's actually possible.
Yeah, they're not just building a successful business. They're building a better world.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into Meepo. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay, go for it.
Imagine a world where going to work isn't just about, you know, getting a paycheck, but it's about being part of something bigger than yourself, where you feel valued and respected, and where you can actually use your skills and talents to make a difference. Meepo is making that vision a reality.
And that's something worth celebrating.
Absolutely. If you're out there listening and you're looking for a company that aligns with your values, a company that's doing things differently, a company that's actually making the world a better place, well, Meepo might just be the perfect fit for you. So check them out. And that's it for this week's deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.